The other day I went to the gym to exercise, and it was fairly early in the morning when I did this, and it was still dark outside. But the longer that I was there, I could see through the window the sun was starting to burst through the sky. Even though it was just kind of a small sliver of light, it became this strong contrast between the light that was there and the darkness. And I'd even say that even with that small sliver of light, the light overpowered the darkness. And maybe you've had this experience too, where you've been out in a very remote region at night. Maybe you've been camping, or you've been out in the countryside, a place where there's just no light. And so any small light source is going to be pretty bright to you. Or you're driving on a road and you're the only car, and then all of a sudden someone comes by, maybe they got their high beams on, and it just flashes and it blinds you. The power that light has to overpower our senses, it can blind us, it can be so strong. And our readings, they present us with this stark contrast of light and darkness. Throughout the Christmas liturgies, the church offers different readings that can be read, and also a parish can also make a decision about what readings they might choose that might be suitable for them. And so the readings that we've chosen for this day are the readings that are traditionally read at the Mass during the night, or commonly referred to as the Midnight Mass. And so if you were to go to Mass at that time, as I had Mass last night, you would see that it's very dark, and you can't see much, and there's this stark contrast between what's going on outside and the light that you have that is pervading inside of the church. That contrast of light and darkness. In fact, the prophet Isaiah in our first reading, he declares, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." It's probably one of the most famous lines in all of Isaiah. The shepherds, we hear about in our gospel, they're out in the fields, they're watching their flock by night, when all of a sudden the presence of an angel, the glory of the Lord appears, this great light is shown around them, and they're struck with fear, as I think most of us probably would be if we saw this happen. But they're told by the angel not to be afraid, because good news, the gospel is being proclaimed to them, not just to them, but to all the people. So what exactly is this great light? And what is this darkness that we're overcoming with this light? Well, the light is Jesus Christ, who comes to them, comes to the shepherds, and also comes to us. Jesus comes to overcome the darkness of sin that really began with the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve, who were created by God out of love, and they were gifted freedom, but they abused that freedom by falling into sin. And we're still feeling the effects of that, both within ourselves, within our world. We can see the brokenness that is around us. But despite the fall, God continued to offer covenants to his people time and time again. He offered it through the patriarchs and the prophets of Israel, foretold that a Savior would enter the world to be able to restore what was lost. And that is what we recall today. We recall that the Savior God promised through his holy prophets has been fulfilled. Born of a virgin, born of King David's royal line. We're reminded that God became man. Not just that he became man, but he became man in a particular time, in a particular place, and for a particular purpose. God entered into history. That's why at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, St. Luke recounts there's a census going on and who's ruling. He's trying to establish that this is a historical event, that God comes in time at this particular moment. And that is what is announced to the shepherds. The shepherds who were the lowliest, really, of all people. In the ancient world, it was not a good thing to necessarily be a shepherd. I was reading a little bit yesterday, and it's a little like if God decided to appear to three teenagers on Christmas Eve working at McDonald's. It would have this kind of this same effect, this kind of lower level work. But yet our Lord calls himself the Good Shepherd. Being a shepherd is present throughout much of sacred scripture. This is who the Lord decides to appear to make one of the first pronouncements, that the Savior, who is Christ and Lord, has been born. And as a sign, they will go and find him lying in a manger in swaddling clothes. And while these shepherds don't know it, that king is going to come and save us through his cross, through his resurrection, through his ascension into heaven, where he continues to intercede for us to the Father. This great and humble king has been born, and the angels are giving praise to him. That's why we sing the Gloria again at the beginning of the Christmas season, to also give praise to the Lord for his coming. Because this coming, this is the light that shines in the darkness. The light that breaks through to conquer sin and death in our lives. And just like the light breaks through the darkness to the shepherds, so the light of Christ also breaks into our lives. And sometimes it breaks into our lives in unexpected ways. And so a question for us maybe to ponder during this Christmas day, during this Christmas season, is how is the light of Christ trying to shine in your life? How is the light of Christ trying to break through in your life? And if my encouragement is to follow that light wherever it's going in your life. Are you someone, for example, who's been away from Christ's church for a while or doesn't attend very often, and the light of your conscience is calling you to return to the sacrament of reconciliation or to Holy Mass? I encourage you to follow that light. Is the light of Christ shining on a new ministry that the Lord might be calling you to pursue? Follow that light. Are you a high school student or a college student who's back on break and you're discerning the Lord's plan for your life, maybe the Lord's vocation? Maybe the Lord's calling you to be a priest or a religious, or maybe called to marriage, or you're discerning some other opportunity in your life? Wherever that is, follow that light that Christ is leading you. Do you feel that maybe as you get older, maybe that light is maybe setting more on your life? It's not what it used to be. Maybe it's setting on one part of your life, but the light is shining on another part of your life, pointing you in a different direction. Follow that light. Or is there some sin in your life that you feel that you can't overcome, or some place in your life that you need healing? Allow the Lord to shine that healing ray in your life and follow that light. In all these cases, we can often feel like the shepherds when the light of Christ breaks into our life. At first, we can be very afraid of that light. But we need to heed the words of the angel to not be afraid, because the light of Christ will overcome any of that fear that we might have. We have to remember that the Lord is truly with us. And we're reminded also in this story that the Lord also comes to feed us. That's one of the reasons that he comes in a manger, a feeding trough for animals. Or he's born in Bethlehem, which in Hebrew means house of bread. This Eucharistic mission is very much present from the very beginning of Christ's mission, that the Lord came to feed us with his body and blood, and that we continue to receive it this day, and not just today, but at every Holy Mass we attend, to have Christ's closeness to us, both physically, and allow his light to shine through us and also be a light to others. So may the grace break through our darkness, that light of Christ break through our darkness this Christmas.